This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station.
Come with me if you want to live.
What?
This is Dukes and Bell.
Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
What do you want me to do about it?
Let's listen.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got some headlines, news, breaking news just dropping in regards to the Baltimore Ravens. We will talk about the Falcons and why there are some concerns about one of our picks, according to draft analysts and experts. But, Mike, a statement from Eric DaCosta, who's the general manager of the Ravens, saying sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. They have released Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers in NFL history, guys, not just from a percentage standpoint, made a lot of big kicks. A lot of people think he's a future Hall of Famer. But, Mike, with all that's going on in his personal life, the Ravens have made a decision to cut bait. And the statement goes on to say, we are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in their next chapter of their lives. Guys, Justin Tucker, actually, I think 60 Minutes did a piece on him a few years ago.
He's an opera singer. He does opera singing in his sidelight. And he was considered one of the pillars of the community in Baltimore. And it's like, wow, the wheels fall off.
But he was one of the reasons why 60 Minutes went after him, because he was so accurate, one of the most accurate kickers. But bottom line is, they're releasing him. He is accused of inappropriate behavior in Baltimore massage parlors. If you're not familiar with or arise with yourself with this story, it is, I hate to say it, Mike, Deshaun Watson-ish.
Yeah, it's very Deshaun Watson-esque. And initially, you have your come to Jesus moment and just say, I did it, I screwed up. He tried to fight it, denied all the charges, said that wasn't how he remembered things going down. And then just like the Deshaun Watson thing, all of a sudden people started coming out of the woodwork with accusations that he was doing stuff he shouldn't be doing.
Okay, so that is a little bit of a surprise because, again, he's not gone to court or any of this
stuff.
But
here's the thing. He's also struggled. Last year was his worst year as a pro.
He did.
So, and now maybe we know why there were some distractions. Now
absolutely. Well, maybe
perhaps some of this was coming to a head or whatever.
Yeah, they knew it was coming out or however that may play.
I mean, you know, it's rare that a kicker can have an old-timer's day. Most kickers, they just, the wheels fall off. You know, that's like, remember Morton Anderson? He's one of the all-time greats. Remember we brought him back at the end because our kicker situation was so bad? And Morton's like, look, I can't kick it more than 35 yards. At the end, from inside, it was great. But, yeah, man, what a strange year it was for him. Hey, we're kind of in a state of flux with our kicker right now. We're going to have a competition for Young Wei Koo. Brought in a guy that kicked over in Europe and Germany.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Also, we just found this out, and we love having him on the show, but the Rangers fired their hitting coach. It's a talented team, all right?
Bam Bam Mullins got fired, right?
They're really good, but they're not hitting. And our buddy Brett Boone just got the Rangers hitting job. Bob Nightingale reporting the Rangers have hired Brett Boone as their new Major League hitting coach. congratulations to him, but that sucks for us because we love having him on, and his insight is really good. Played a long time in the majors. Right. Yes, his brother is the Yankees manager. Yes, that's the same Boone.
Right.
But that news coming down from Bob Nightingale about 30 minutes ago, Mike. So
he's got a good relationship with Bruce Bochy, too.
He does. He does. So that is, and we'll see, man. Like, again, he could go in there and be a hero. He could turn that thing around, and all of a sudden these guys start getting, you know, on base and performing like they can. That's a very good lineup, but they just haven't been hitting. So either way, Brett Boone, congratulations. We'll see what happens there, but he will not be joining us as he does on a biweekly situation.
Braves couldn't have called Brett Boone?
Here you go.
Bring back Kevin Seitzer.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. 2 years ago, best offense in baseball.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's talk about the Falcons here, Mike. Grant McCauley's coming up in less than 15 minutes. We'll talk to him about that because Braves do salvage a game against the Dodgers. They do not get swept at home. Concerns about James Pierce Jr. Look, I don't want to overblow this. I don't want to make this more than what it is. We're simply putting this on the table because this continues to be the fodder that's out there, Mike, when we talk about our draft. It's not us. It's other people like, CBS's Josh Edwards, who has questioned the pick, or Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports, who says pressure to justify the Falcons trading back into the first round. These are the kind of things that you're hearing when it comes to James. And look, I don't know if they're fair or warranted. He hasn't played a down for us. Maybe he's that dude. But this is still a lot of people talking about whether or not this was the right pick, as I've said, or more importantly, did we give up too much to get him?
Right, because as we later learned, we'll play some of that audio for you, where you're in the Eagles war room. There's a little bit of background noise, but you can hear what's going on, where they're like, what? The Falcons did what? So, look, we like Pierce Jr. We said it earlier. It was difficult for him to come in on the heels of our conversation with Jalen Walker, because as we said to start the program, Jalen Walker is so friggin' impressive. He's everything. If you're a Georgia fan, you want representing your program. He's that dude. I mean, and Pierce is just a different energy. And who knows? It has nothing to do with mean anything what he's going to be on the football field. But it's interesting that they were so enamored with him and must just love the athleticism, the speed, the size, which, as you said on draft night, you can't coach it. But a lot of folks, and again, only time will tell, but a lot of folks, you guys read the same things we've said. Thought it was a reach. Thought it was a real reach, and the ask was too rich.
Let's hear that audio that Mike's talking about. This is Howie Roseman, guys, and whether you think the Eagles have done it right, they do have a Super Bowl. They are the defending champions. They've won a couple here in the last 8 years, and the reality is that Howie Roseman was trying to move back into the first round themselves, and he says, nobody's picking up the phone. I want you to hear this awkward laugh at the end as they're in the war room. And as I said to Mike, were they laughing with us or are they laughing at us once they find out what's going on?
Atlanta coughs up a second tomorrow night, a seventh on Saturday, and a first rounder next year.
Wow, they traded their one.
First next year. Who did?
For what?
Atlanta.
When?
For what? Just the pick?
No, first and a third. Two and a one.
Understand why people aren't taking our pick, our deals.
So, you asked the question earlier. Are they laughing with us or laughing at us? And why would you be laughing with us? We committed a first-round pick there, as we said to a couple of our audience on social media. Look, Kerry's got to roll the dice. If you believe this is the guy, you feel someone's going to snake you on it, you got to do what you got to do, you know? I mean, you could have argued that, you know, Dan Reeves didn't want to mess around with the chance that anyone was going to snake, us for Mike Vick. So we did what we had to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I've always said if you target a guy and you think he's a difference maker, you go get him. And I don't want to hear about the excuses. This is what I'm always telling you guys about. They can find a way to get it done, right? It's always like, we can't make that trade. Yes, you can. You willing to give it up? You can make the trade. They did. It wasn't like you were going to get the first overall pick, but it's a haul. And for me, I look at this and I say, as one of our listeners said, it put him up, C. Dukes, and follow Mike and Mike Bell ATL. You know, Terry felt like his hand was going to be forced. He knows he's got to make the playoffs. Great. I have no issues with that. I just wonder whether Terry's here or not, did we get the right guy? And that's going to be the bigger question for me. And if it's not, not only is he losing his job, but then 3 years down the road, Mike, we're sitting here talking about, man, well, look at who was available. Because we do that all the time as we go back and look at these drafts.
Now, you guys know it's a crapshoot. 50% of that first round is not going to pan out, you know. Some guys won't even have that fifth-year option picked up. We've seen it happen here. But you look at him and he says, hey, I got to roll the dice because you just laid it out. If I don't get this team in the playoffs, I'm done. My goose is cooked. And that'll be some other general manager's problem having to figure out how to, you know, manipulate this draft. I just don't like it if – and only Pierce is just a dude.
He's got to be more than that.
You did not move those picks, guys, all those things we just talked about, for a guy who's going to be a project. He's got to have an, I said to you earlier, impact. I mean, and if you don't think that, the fans certainly feel he's going to have an impact for what you did.
Yeah, Mike, and by the way, we're not killing James Pierce Jr. I hope he is special.
We're just going with what we know right now.
I can't tell you how good he's going to be or he's not going to be. But I do know he goes into the start of his career with a little bit more pressure than even a Jalen Walker. And it's funny, Mike, I asked Jalen about that. If you guys remember when we interviewed him that Friday up at Flower Branch, and Jalen was like, I feel no pressure.
Mm.
Okay, that's what I want my first overall pick to say. But he's also played at the premier program in the country and played in big games. Like he shouldn't feel any pressure. For, James Pierce Jr., it might feel a little bit different, Mike. Tennessee hasn't won national championships. Yes, they've been good. They've been relevant. But it's been a different animal. So I just feel like that's the pressure he's going to take into training camp and into the season with him is we're watching and seeing how productive he is. And what's the effort like, Mike? Is it consistent?
Right. That's the thing. That's why, as we said, we were going to sit there the first day. You might want us to, but I was not going to sit there and go, so they said you don't love football. You know what I mean? So it's the greatest day of the kid's life. He just came down and introduces him. Remember the Falcons? He's been drafted. But that's the concern. That's what you guys have read the same stuff we've seen as far as the draft evaluations. And then you look at – and see, this is where if you go back to, okay, what did you want? Mike, what about Mike Green? Mike Green. I mean, you know, the Ravens – and it's interesting. The Ravens just went through a little fiasco with Justin Tucker, but they didn't have any qualms about Mike Green's alleged whatever, which no one's ever said anything has led to any charges in his life. But obviously there was some fire there, some smoke, I should say. But the Ravens always seem to get it right. Malachi Starks, and they get Mike Green in the second round.
Yeah, and I think both of those guys are going to be uber productive. Malachi goes in there with Kyle Hamilton, one of the best safeties in the league, and he's joining that defensive front who already gets after it. And now, if you're Mike Green, Mike, you can pin your ears back. Listen, Mike Green's not a savior there. He's just a piece. And all of a sudden, right, we're going to look up and watch. I guarantee you he probably has double-digit sacks this year because of the guys and the way that their system is. He may have ended up I love to have him here, and I wanted him here, but he may end up in the right place for him.
Well, I mean, Mykal Williams is going to a defensive line. They got to re-energize, but they got some stars. They got established guys, both the tackle and edge. You know, one of the Boses is over there now still. But you look at the Falcons, and guys, Fred B. just said, you know, the guys, speed and power. That's one of the things you and I said. They love that speed. If you watch the highlight reel from Tennessee, it's that combination of the size element and the speed. You can't coach that. And that's what Terry and to a certain degree, I presume Raheem was, impressed by. They also, again, did their due diligence. They feel they got underneath his fingernails to know he's the right guy for the Falcons.
All right, if you're just joining us, 8-time All-Pro, not Pro Bowler, All-Pro kicker Justin Tucker released from the Ravens. If you're saying, somebody pick him up, Mike, with these allegations right now, I'm not sure if that's going to happen anytime soon. 7-time Pro Bowler, 8-time All-Pro. And, guys, he's already made the 2010s All-Decade team. When you look at his career field goal percentage, it's the highest in the NFL ever, 89%. Mike, a minimum of 100 attempts. So we're talking about, if not the best kicker, maybe the second or third best kicker, however you want to rate it. But this guy was really good, and now he's out of work.
Well, he's also coming off his worst season as a pro. Everything you said on that resume, 100% accurate. But last year, missing extra points, missing field goals, missing game winners, missing things he used to make. You know, we went through this with Younghoe Koo. Kicking, it's just – and nobody knows how to figure it out unless you're a kicker.
Well,
I'm saying? Because Younghoe Koo, same thing. We're thinking this guy's all pro, and he was right there behind Justin Tucker statistically until last year. He was missing stuff that he would never miss.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, we know that they are moving on from Justin Tucker because, again, the accusations of improper behavior. Well, Younghoe Koo doesn't have any of that. But if he's inconsistent and he blew games for you and he missed the most field goals of anybody last year, what are we doing?
Right. And we bring in a kicker who kicked over in Germany. So we've got a new dude, Lenny Krieg. Krieg, Carl, which means war in German. So if you have a Krieg is coming. And this dude, there'll be a competition. Hopefully, Younghoe Koo. Everyone loves Koo. Everyone loves shouting Koo. But last year, you were booing Koo because he was missing some big kicks. Games, the Saints game you talk about all the time. There were some moments where we needed the kicker to be the last thing we'd be worrying about, but we were.